What is up, guys? Welcome back to the All Farming Simulator podcast. And today, I was just in the middle of making a website, actually, for the All Farming Simulator podcast. Ain't that right, man? And I stumbled over something pretty crazy, so let me get to it. So, does everybody know the mod in Farming Simulator 17, 19... whatever farming simulator called Seasons? And I actually personally have it installed in my Farming Simulator 19. Got it today, by the way. I didn't get Farming Simulator 19 today. I got the Seasons mod. But Seasons are confirmed in Farming Simulator 22. No mods installed, nothing. Well, maybe. Wait. No, I think it's a choice. Oh, that's a choice if you choose to play with seasonal cycles enabled, of course. So yes, you can choose to play with them or not. So let me read you a little bit of this article. In Farming Simulator 22, you will need to prepare for spring, summer, fall, and winter. If you don't, you'll see your valuable crops wither away. That is, if you choose to play with seasonal cycles enabled, of course. Perfect. Okay. There is a YouTube video you can go watch. It's on the Farming Simulator channel, which actually just hit 500,000 subscribers. Congratulations, Farming Simulator. So visual changes through the seasons. Wow. I honestly want to see the snow. Like, I was just playing Farming Simulator, like, maybe an hour ago, and, it was winter already. Ooh, winter looks pretty beautiful. Seasonal gameplay on or off. By implementing seasonal cycles, we added a new level of gameplay to Farming Simulator 22. It's not just a visual thing unless you want it to be. In this case, you deactivate seasonal growth, so you plant and harvest your crops independently of the season. I need a drink. The seasons in game are divided into months. Oh, they're divided into months. A year consists of 12 days. Oh, like 12 months. They made it 12 days. Okay. Meaning each day in game is the equivalent of a month using the time scale control. It is up to you how fast the days pass. Basically, a season can range from a half an hour of playtime up to a long weekend. Damn. If you still want to keep the seasonal charm of running a farm in the middle of winter, go ahead. You can turn off snow separately if you want. As usual, the new feature can be deactivated so you have more control of your gameplay experience. I like that. I like that because I like how... Oh my gosh. Yo, the menu looks so different in this than FS19. The menu's like neon or whatever, and it's like the side. It's not along the bottom or along the top or whatever anymore. It's like along the side. Huh. Crazy. Do you want the full experience, including seasonal cycles, with the impact on gameplay? You'll have to take a look at the new crop calendar. Then the calendar provides you'll have to take a new look at the crop calendar. Then the calendar provides an important overview and tells you when you have to plant your crops and when to harvest if seasonal growth is activated. Take the new crops, for example. Grapes and olives have to be planted from March to June. So they're actually going to have actual months in here. That's crazy. Harvest season for grapes starts in September. Wake me up when September ends. You guys ever heard that song by Green Day? Funny. and last until the end of October. Olives, though, you have to harvest in the month of October. Sorghum, the third new crop in Farming Simulator 22. Yeah, I've never heard of that. Needs to be sown from April. Oh, like, needs to be sown. And sown from April to May. It'll be ready to harvest from August to September. You also have to bear in mind that the demand for your crops and therefore the selling prices change throughout the year. To get the best price, you will have to store your harvest crops and sell them when the demand is high due to the season. Huh. More to do, more to keep in mind. They actually have a snowplow. Finally! Finally, they added a non-modded snowplow. As you can imagine, snow covering your farmlands requires more action from you. Oh, there's some snow plowing needed to get rid of the snow and keep your roads and yards clear. Also, you have to plan ahead if animal husbandry is a part of your farming operation. Store enough food for the winter. If you don't like to shovel loads of snow and don't possess any animals, you might think about starting production chains. What? Wait. You start like you're on like franchises or like chains and what? Okay. If you have the resources available, you can deliver them to various production halls to produce goods. Huh. You might even get into the hauling business. You can transport all the crops and goods to the next link in a production chain. Huh. Remember, you can start multiple production chains at once. As you can see, there's still a lot to do in winter. Yeah, there actually is. There actually is. Wow. How far am I? It's 7 minutes. My gosh. Pre-order now to get your bonus. November 22nd. Okay, guys. So, I'm guessing it'll be like maybe $60 to $100. So, I'm going to have to save up $60 to $100. You know how I can get that $60 to $100 to buy my freaking new favorite game, Farming Simulator 22? If you guys follow this podcast and keep listening. Y'all do that? And then the rest I make will go to Farming Simulator 22 still. And buying new farm crops and stuff like that. Good stuff. Farming Simulator 22 will release on November 22nd for PC, Mac, PS5, Xbox Series X-S, PS4, and Xbox One, and Stadia. Pre-order now to receive the Class Verdion track pack for free. Wait. Okay. If I can just go in here and let me get to Steam quick. Let me look up Farming Simulator 22. Because they said you could pre-order it, so I'm like, oh my god! Oh, 60. Wait, 50. 50 for Farming Simulator. Did I already put that? I might have already saw this before. I don't remember. This is on my wish list already. Oh. Okay, $50. You know how I can earn that $50? For you guys following and listening to the podcast, man. Oh, also follow me on TikTok, man. I've been blowing up on there, man. And remember to use the hashtag All Farming Simulator Podcast. Like, come on, man. Oh, wow. Huh. I just go on Steam to get my news instead of Google. Well, I'm on farmingsimulator.com or whatever it is. But still. Wow. Okay, and I found another piece of another piece of great information. Watch the gameplay premiere, Farming Frickin' Simulator 22, man. Did you watch FarmCon Live to witness the gameplay premiere of Farming Simulator 22? Don't worry, if you didn't, you can watch the first scenes from the game in the videos below. Okay. Well, you guys can't see the videos, but come on. Oh, that's a freaking picture, my man. Here we go. Let's... Dang, 15 minutes. Sorry. I'm like... 15 minutes.
Yeah, let's dig right into it, Stefan. What's the first thing we want to talk about today? Yeah, so first, I want to talk a bit about New Ground. So as...
Man, I'm just trying to see the gameplay.
The seasonal... the seasonal mold we have in...
Oh, wait. Gameplay.
Amazing.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, that looks cool.
You also have... also similar
improved
effects at the front. Okay. Them a lot, so
now, oh, they have a new round map. Okay. More details definitely on the map. Definitely more details on the map, guys. Wow. Make sure to go to the Farming Simulator YouTube channel, my dude. Ooh, and FarmCon continues tomorrow. Tune in on Twitch. Am I even... Wait. I don't even know if I'm logged into Twitch, so like... Oh no, this ain't even... No, I'm not, because this ain't the right one. Okay, I'm creating a Twitch account on my podcast. Let's go. Let me sign up. What should my name be? Let's do All Farming... Oh, wait. I can't do All Farming Simulator podcast. What if I just do All Farming Simulator? Okay, my username is All Farming Simulator, and just... Yeah. It wants me to enter my password. What should I make my password? I'm going to make it Jakey, Bakey, Lakey, and Shakey. Okay. Well, passwords do not match. What do you mean passwords do not match? Now passwords match. So like I said, guys, sign into the All Farming Simulator on Twitch. It's Jakey, Bakey, Snakey, and Dakey. That's the, That's the password. Totally. Try your phone. Hey, now I have to put in my email. Which, if anybody wants to email me, it's farmsimguy21@gmail.com. 21 stands for 2021. I'm pretty sure everybody knows I am not 21. Oh my god, what was it? Okay. Now I need to go into Gmail. Yep, like I said, farmsimguy2021. It'll say my name is Jake Carroll. I had to put a fake name in so I could create a Google account. It's not actually my name. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's go. We gotta subscribe. We gotta subscribe to Giant Siftware Man. No, but we do. We have to. Yeah. 2 months. What? How was it 2 months ago? Yes, I need to put my notifications on. Turn notifications on. Nice, nice, perfect. Okay, guys, go follow me on freaking Twitch. Okay, well, I think that wraps up today's episode. I mean, like, I went over everything. Make sure to follow Giants Software on Twitch to see the latest FarmCon 2021. Yeah, you guys have a good day. Thank you for tuning in. Let me put on some outro music. Yeah. Here, wait.